Cryptocurrency News, where you get the news, not financial advice. In this episode, we're talking about buying pizza with Dogecoin. That's correct, buying pizza with Dogecoin. Now, certainly you've probably heard the story about that original Bitcoin investor who bought pizza with Bitcoin. In this case, though, we're talking about Dogecoin. And the article comes from Washington City Paper, written by Laura Hayes. It says, restaurants are experimenting with cryptocurrency, customers aren't. Restaurants are experimenting with cryptocurrencies, customers aren't. Dogecoin is for the people, and pizza has always been for the people. And then it has a picture of the pizza place co-owner, Michael Bozzelli, fittingly in front of a pile of pizza boxes and a couple of Dogecoin memes. It says, Michael Bozzella is hell-bent on making it possible for customers at his restaurant to buy pizza and sandwiches with Dogecoin, a cryptocurrency with a Shiba Inu meme mascot. The co-owner of four locations of Bozzelli's in the D.C. region takes his cues from Elon Musk. The man behind Tesla and SpaceX has been tweeting about Dogecoins with abandon this month, causing its price to skyrocket. Elon understands its potential, Bozzella says. His track record speaks for itself. Now, I'll just interject here. Elon has made a few tweets about Dogecoin in a positive light. I don't know if I would call that abandoned. The SEC, on the other hand, it reportedly thinks of it as abandoned. I guess that story remains to be seen if it's correct or not. Now, the article goes on and says, when Musk sold his $48 million Twitter followers, Dogecoin is the cryptocurrency for the people. On February 4th, Bozzella was awestruck. Dogecoin is for the people, and pizza has always been for the people, Bozzella says. I love that for $20, we can feed a family. That's the most meaningful thing to my business. He thinks cryptocurrency, and Dogecoin in particular, is the ultimate protest against disenfranchisement and a rigged financial system that only works for elites and doesn't give everyone an equal opportunity to achieve wealth. Right now, you can use Dogecoin to tip users on Reddit, or you can book a room at this Swiss hotel. I find this interesting that people with the attitude that not everybody's given an equal opportunity to get wealth, that's interesting, yet this guy owns a pizza place. I wonder what he pays his employees. Just a thought. A cryptocurrency is a digital currency in which transactions are verified and recorded using blockchain technology. It's decentralized, meaning there's no regulating authority such as the government of any one nation. The most well-known cryptocurrency is Bitcoin, which was created in 2009. Bitcoin's price as of February 25th is $50,735.99. Dogecoin is 5.4 cents. Nirj Agrawal, spokesman for D.C.-based think tank Coin Center. Wow, now we even have think tanks for cryptocurrency? That's interesting. Nirj Agrawal, a spokesperson for D.C.-based think tank Coin Center, calls cryptocurrency cash for the internet and explains how transactions work. Right now, there are two main ways to buy, cash or credit card, he said. With cash, the transaction is settled immediately. With a credit card, a payment goes through a complex system of intermediaries before it's settled. Bitcoin is a lot more like cash. You tell the network where you're spending money, where you're sending money. It broadcasts the transaction, and coins are moved from my account to your account. No company in the middle can interrupt that. Bitcoin didn't resonate with Bozzelli the same way that Dogecoin did. Two YouTubers with huge followings, Marcus Brownlee and Graham Stephan, recently recorded Dogecoin explainers. Brownlee believes Dogecoin is trending because it makes the world of cryptocurrency that takes itself too seriously less intimidating. It started off as somewhat of a joke in 2013 when Jackson Palmer from Adobe and Billy Marcus from IBM teamed up to create it. Stephan says even its founders are perplexed by its popularity. Well, they are perplexed, and it's probably because there's dozens and dozens and dozens, if not hundreds, of cryptocurrency coins out there. And you have to ask yourself, what makes Dogecoin so special other than Elon Musk loves the cute dog as the mascot? I'm not really sure. Unfortunately, Bozzella jumped the gun. He issued a press release on February 22nd proclaiming that Bozzelli's is now accepting Dogecoin. Not so fast, said the point-of-sale system provider the restaurant uses. They deemed it not secure. Bozzelli's says, we're actively looking for a workaround. His goal is to suss out a solution before the Georgetown location of Bozzelli's opens this spring. Just for fun, he calculated that a $16 pizza would cost 226 Dogecoin. I'm a huge Buddhist, Bozzelli says. We say everything contains its opposite. What may have started as a meme could be as serious as a revolution. Bozzelli wasn't the only restaurant to alert customers about cryptocurrency capabilities this month. Yes, Peruvian Brothers accepts Bitcoin. Read the subject line on February 17th marketing email. Founded by brothers Giuseppe and Mario Lazzoni, the business specializing in pan or concheron sandwiches started out as a food truck and catering company and recently graduated to a brick-and-mortar shop inside La Cosseca. This is Luzzano's second go-around in accepting cryptocurrency. City paper documented the decision to do so back in 2013. They were following in the footsteps of another set of brothers, Tyler and Cameron Winklevoss. The twins, best known for their legal tussle with Mark Zuckerberg over Facebook, bought $11 million worth of Bitcoin in 2013. Yeah, and I think they bought that $11 million with the settlement from that tussle with Mark Zuckerberg. Friends of mine, it says it's since made them billionaires, of course. There are friends of mine from the Olympics, Giuseppe said. They competed on the U.S. rowing team together at the 2008 games in Beijing. They've been to my house. I've been to their frickin' mansion in the Hamptons. They called me up and said, how come you're not taking Bitcoin? Mr. Yogata, a frozen yogurt store in DuPont Circle founded by an aerospace expert, was another early Bitcoin adapter in D.C. Peruvian Brothers heeded the Winklevoss twins' advice, even though Giuseppe admits he didn't quite grasp the concept at the time. He did a press release, but never really understood what it was. He says we were food truck entrepreneurs. We were young and inexperienced. Now the article continues on. It says, fast forward 8 years to 2021. The Lazzanias have a better grasp of how Bitcoin works. They recently introduced it as a payment method. The reason Bitcoin is important to us is because we want our customers' experience to be the best it can be. Giuseppe said, we don't need a wallet to have money. You can have your Bitcoin in your cell phone and come to us for a sandwich. Well, that is a good point. Multiple wallets can store your Bitcoin. And I think they're leaving out something in this article. It's very important. Bitcoin is not the only and maybe not the best cryptocurrency for buying and selling your daily pizza. I happen to think Bitcoin Cash works quite well for that. Once again, not financial advice, just my experience. There are other cryptocurrencies that advertise themselves for the sake of utility. We talked about PIVX yesterday. There's been plenty of cryptocurrencies selling everything you can imagine and advertising themselves on the speed of their transactions, pretty much taking the opposite track as Bitcoin. Bitcoin has pretty much held itself out as a store of value, like gold. And what's the odds of you taking a quarter ounce gold Krugerring ring into the pizza place to pay for your pizza? I mean, come on, really. What I think could be seeing shape up are two different types of cryptocurrencies. The ones used for store of value, like Bitcoin or maybe even Ethereum, and then other ones used for utility. There again, you do have DeFi stuff used for Ethereum, but you also have a lot of the stuff used in your day-to-day transactions, just the working currency, which could be Dogecoin. I think it could be Bitcoin Cash. It could be the PIVX we talked about. It could be any number of coins, but I really don't think the author does justice to the other coins that have also been used to buy and sell things. Secondly, there are plenty of services that you can use or that a vendor can use to process the cryptocurrency instantly into cash. So these apps are not that complicated. They're out there. So if people really wanted to embrace this as business owners, it shouldn't be that difficult for them, I wouldn't think. Now, it says here, there are several ways Bitcoin's transactions work. A common one utilizes a smartphone app called BitPay and QR code technology. Once again, not financial advice. I've used BitPay. I found it quite usable. Restaurants can either accept Bitcoin in a virtual wallet of sorts or transfer it into a bank account as U.S. dollars, which is more useful for paying rent, utilities, and staff. It also allows the owner to have the stability of the dollar as opposed to the volatility of the cryptocurrency. When Peruvian Brothers first accepted Bitcoin, at the behest of Wink Levi, only a few customers took advantage of the opportunity. That hasn't changed. Nowadays, we haven't had that many, Giuseppe said. Most of the restaurants in the district are experimenting with accepting cryptocurrency, report the same. Well, I think maybe that's because people are just saving it. Then again, you know, especially Bitcoin, it's looked at as gold. Some were discouraged at the lack of transaction and lack of traction that they gave up, retort Kabal. Seth Hajbi says the Shaw restaurant experimented with accepting Bitcoin 2 years ago, but only made one sale. The diner in Adams Morgan installed a Bitcoin ATM, but ripped it out when COVID-19 hit. Well, why? Even though customers aren't taking advantage of the option to pay with Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies, restaurants continue to experiment with it in small numbers. The owners share a passion for what cryptocurrency represents and optimism about its future. And then the article continues for quite a ways down past our... not a half bad written article. It doesn't really break things down, I mean, at a level that I think would be more appropriate. But the fact is, you can see how a celebrity, how a popular figure like Elon Musk can really bring awareness to the cryptocurrency market. Now, whether or not Dogecoin will become the cryptocurrency of choice for buying and selling on a typical day, I think Roger Ver might have something to say about that. But it's good to see just the overall interest in cryptocurrency increase, and see it increase not only as a alternative to gold supply, which is a store of value, which we said is about a $7 trillion market, but seeing it show up as an alternative to fiat, which worldwide is a $200 million market. Something to think about. That's your cryptocurrency news for now, not financial advice.